defensive end J.J. Watt is the AFC Defensive Player of the Week for his heroics in Jacksonville. But don't tell that to Gary Kubiak.
Yeah, I was teasing him. I said, you couldn't even get on our wall by the cafeteria, but you were the AFC Defensive Player of the Week. Now, we knew he played every bit as well as he did the first week, if not better. And we had a lot of guys play good, and something tells me there's going to be a lot of awards to go around for him. But he's off to a special start as a player, and it's important to him just watching him practice. And I think sometimes when guys go through what he went through in camp, what he missed 3 weeks, well, they really, it lights the fire, the appreciation for what they do. Not that he needed motivation, but you can just see every day is very important to him, and it's showing on the field.
For Watt, it's a very special honor considering where he was just a few years ago.
I was delivering pizzas 4 or 5 years ago, and now I get awards like this. It's unbelievable to me. To me, it's more, I'm honored to have the award, but it's a lot cooler for everyone else who helped me get here. It's a lot cooler for my, it's to me, it's very cool for my high school coach, for my mom and my dad, and for everybody who helped me and who was there for the times that I wasn't the AFC Defensive Player of the Week. Everybody who was there when I wasn't on scholarship at Wisconsin, when I wasn't anyone. And so that's why this is cool to me. That's why stuff like this is so special to me, and why it will never not be special. That's why stuff like this will always be cool to me, because I always remember the times when I wasn't J.J. Watt, the Defensive Player of the Week.
Kubiak also had some updates about the health of the ball club.
Dobbins did not practice. He's got a little hamstring from the game. Brayman was back to work today. Everybody else is fine, so Dobbins will probably be a game-time decision.
Offensive coordinator Rick Dennison went to the podium as well, talked about the run game dominance against Jacksonville and how that might change from week to week.
There's a lot of different approaches we could take to the game based on what we think is our strength or is our best matchup to them. And it, at that time, and that was last game, so I got to move that on. But it was just something that we thought, you know, we could do in that environment and help us out. And it may not be what we do next week or the week after, or maybe something we put on the shelf for a while. We just, you know, as we work in the through the week, it's similar to plays. You know, our procedure at the line will be, you know, what do we like as we go, as we progress through the week, you know, based on what we think we're going to get. So, you know, I'll take every win we could get. That's the most important, however we get it. But it was nice to be able to do that in a hot place and get a few plays and hold the ball for a while.
If you listen to Andre Johnson, this is a different ball club in the locker room.
It's a lot more fun. You know, you have a lot of guys that's, you know, that's cracking jokes, and, you know, everybody is just together. You know, I think in the past, you know, you had, you know, a group here, a group there. You know, now it's just, you know, everybody is just one, you know. You have the offensive guys on the defensive side of the locker room hanging with the defensive guys hanging with the offensive guys. So I think that's just the biggest difference, like, in the past years, you know, especially when I first got here.
That's it for your Texans Daily. We thank you so much for watching. Remember, stay right here at HoustonTexans.com to find out everything you could ever want to know about your favorite football team as it prepares for a Week 3 showdown in Denver.